Hello.
Hello.
We're back. Have you missed us? Have you missed us? I can hear the roars at home. I can hear the tears.
Eagerly awaiting the next episode.
Well, wait no more, because we are back and we are very celebratory.
We are. We haven't got a flag. Oh, and you've always got a flag.
Oh, what Emily says, Katie loves flags. Like,
Katie's obsessed with flags.
Anything we film. Oh, should we do it with a flag?
I know, but it's so colourful and free and
it's just, he's happy.
That is true.
Grayson loves waving a flag. His picture's like, I've trained him well.
I've seen the videos. It's very cute. So we are doing a bit of a King's Coronation special today because, yay, of course, it's coming very soon.
Mm. Yay.
King Charles III will be coronated, and it is a big moment in our lives, a big moment in everybody's lives. Mm. I mean,
most in history.
Most of the people can only really remember one monarch.
Yep. And that makes me sad because we miss the Queen so much.
Oh,
that,
yes.
You know, gosh, what a reign.
Just incredible.
Oh, God, I just can't believe it. Like, I think the country got a greater appreciation of the Queen when she actually passed. And how, because I think everyone thought that she was just literally going to be there forever.
Forever,
yes. Timeless, like a constant beacon of light. And then when she went, it was like, oh, what do we do now?
I know. And, you know, she was in her 90s, but I still felt almost shocked.
She's like a grandmother.
Yeah. Because she has been such a constant.
Oh, yeah.
And, so it is a strange feeling. I'm very excited about the King's coronation, but I do have that sort of wistful feeling about the passing of the Queen because, you know, she's been such a constant in all of our lives.
She's just there, her voice, her stature, her presence, all over the TV. And, you know, whatever people's thoughts and feelings on the Queen, she was there. She was, like you say, a constant.
I mean, I feel like whatever your thoughts or feelings, nobody could dispute how dedicated
and
she
how
was.
And how hard she worked, yeah.
I would say that.
And constant. Literally constant. She was. She fulfilled it right the way through to the end, what she set out to do.
What she said she would do.
She did. Those years.
It is a huge moment coming up. And it's interesting because, actually, my father was alive when the Queen was coronated, but he doesn't remember it because he was so young. But my auntie Mary is 8 years older than my dad, and she does remember it.
Mm.
And she talks about sort of, you know, people huddling around the television.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Such a huge moment.
Being huddled around a TV was a huge moment then, because it's like, that was all new.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I think what a moment for, I'm thinking of my Auntie Mary now, because to see both.
Yeah.
How amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so it is a real sort of, it's a massive moment.
And it's a chance to have a good old knees up.
Oh, Katie.
It's all about the knees up for me. I've got to say, you know, get the trestle tables out, get the bunting, get the flags.
The flags.
Cup of Yorkshire tea and a piece of cake and we're anybody's.
It's, you know, it is nice to mark these moments with something positive.
Yeah. And for the family, it's just a nice get together.
I think,
like we said before, whatever your thoughts and feelings, it's just nice to get together and have a good old needs up, you know, get together, get the family together and have a lovely time,
and,
you know.
And I suppose it is such a huge moment. So you want to do something that you will remember and think, well, this is what we did to celebrate this moment in history.
Yeah.
We, you know, went here or... It's like you said when we were talking about it before, and you said about Grayson watched coverage. I mean, he's a little baby, but you have a picture of him watching the coverage of the Queen's funeral.
I've got videos of him just watching it, and because he loved the music, so he had all the fanfare going on, and from the band,
totally.
From the military band, and he was just absolutely mesmerised by it. But obviously, he was sitting there watching it, so I've got that footage to show him that he saw the Queen's funeral.
Yes.
You know, he was watching it on the TV.
Because, of course, he won't remember, but it is a huge historical moment, and how nice to sort of have a little snippet of something to show him, this is where you were on this day.
I got him dressed up for it. I put a little navy sailor suit on and just made him look as
a military nod.
And just as old fashioned, actually, because I wanted to sort of nod it back to her original reign, like a bit of an old, not a 40s outfit, but he looked very cute and HRH. So I was sitting in there and he had a flag as well. And he loved the flag, of course. But to him, he looks like he's waving it, you know, to wave the Queen off. He wasn't. He was just interested in the flag and the fanfare. But
and then the next thing, it went in his mouth.
And there we go. and he ate it. But yeah, it's amazing. Mm. Your auntie, I remember, because I know your auntie does, she's so creative with stuff, isn't she? I can imagine she's going to be doing the most amazing things. Can we come round to your house this year? The coronation.
But I think these events really do bring that sense of community. I know in our street, we've had street parties for, you know, VE Day. And now there is a committee in the planning for the coronation celebrations. So it's very exciting in our street. And prior, I mean, VE Day, when we were... Were we in lockdown? Were we coming out of lockdown?
We were in lockdown.
It was during that period, wasn't it? And we had the first street party then. And you wouldn't believe how close it's brought our neighbours
It brings people together.
Yeah. It's so lovely. And we all now know each other by name, where we didn't before. We had some new people that moved into the street and we got to know them. People had their barbecues on their drives. And neighbours opposite had their own table, like your parents, with their own little afternoon tea for two. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. But it's progressed from there in that now this is the third street party of our street. And I feel like this one is going to go...
We're going global.
So it's that sense of community sense of all coming together for you know,
it brings communities together, you know, to, like you say, to get to know each other and to celebrate however you choose, really. There's no right or wrong way.
Soon Alana's street committee will say, well, it's a Tuesday, should we
should we have a celebration?
Any excuse? No, that's amazing.
I do remember, actually, during lockdown, that VE Day 75 celebration. It really, even though we couldn't physically be together, it really brought people together.
It's the first knowing in my lifetime of a street party.
Yeah, people came out onto their sort of front lawns and and I remember it so well because it was sort of, even though we were physically not close together,
you sort of were, because you were outside your front doorstep, so you could come out of your house and then next door would come out of their house and then the whole street was outside their front doors.
And also,
so you also felt like you were together even though you weren't.
And there's never been a time when we've had such a collective experience, such a shared experience, because we'd all been going through this very strange lockdown situation. And
people appreciated it more than ever, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, the connection that you make with people. And
probably more so.
Definitely.
More time for people, you know. Definitely.
And it's nice, really, because I suppose over the years, that's something that's been lost because I imagine... You know, yes, I imagine sort of pre-internet era and everything, you know, there probably were more, you know, socials with your neighbours.
Physical, now it's FaceTime and texting. Yeah, it is very different. I remember VE Day, because obviously we had our album out, so that was amazing. So we were COVID safe, but we were going to do TV appearances. I think we did Steph's Pack Lunch that day on actual VE Day, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
We did Steph Pack's Pack Lunch. And we did radio interviews.
We did. We pre-recorded at Downing Street.
Yeah. Pre-recorded at Downing Street, and that went out on that day as well.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
The juniors were on Britain's Got Talent, so they were shown. And we also had a little feature on there as well. What a day that was, you know, and that was another milestone moment. Again, street party, the communities coming together. And I remember coming back. Now, where I live... I was just absolutely blown away with the success of the album. We got to number 5 in the UK album charts that day. Talk about years of hard work to flashing in front of your face and then just getting to that moment. Wow. And also, it was amazing because we got out on the road because we were able to. We were booked in, a COVID-safe way to go along and perform safely at these studios. And that was lovely as well, to get out on the road. And then when I came back, I'm not joking you, my neighbours were like... I came back and it was really, there was nothing going on. And I was like, what? I was celebrating. I was
full of jubilation.
Yeah, I was like, and I tell you, my house looked like Buckingham Palace. It's not like, it's small and tiny, but the way it was flagged up, it was all like, it was very patriotic.
Katie and her flags.
Oh yes, look, bunting galore. And I remember coming back and thinking, where is everybody? Now, I know it's COVID, but it is VE Day and I've just got to number 5 in the album charts. I mean, why is nobody celebrating? But it was like, and I said to my neighbour, I said to my neighbour, Sandy. Hi, Sandy. I said to her, Sand, what's going on? And she was like, oh, we were just waiting for you to come home, really. And I went, right, get the word around. I'm going to do a set out on my front decking. I don't have my own private garden. I have a lake. Beautiful. I'm very lucky. But I don't have my own private space. So it's like I have a bit of decking outside. And it's a little bit like a stage. So I said, look, I'm going to do a set. I'm celebrating. I had a glass of champagne in my hand already when I said this. So it was already going to my head with the bubbles. I said, I'm going to do a set out here at, I think it was at 8 o'clock. And I said, just tell a couple of the neighbours, and I feel like celebrating. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to sing for my neighbours. Like, I'm going to give something back. Oh, my God. All the neighbours found out about it, and they're all coming out of their houses. They're all socially distanced, coming and sitting in different areas around in front of where we live. Different people were coming out. People were singing. People could hear it in the village because it's so wide and open where I live. Oh my God, did we have a VE day party? It was incredible. And I was like, did half an hour, and then that turned into 2 hours. I was a good turn.
What's that for?
But
yeah,
I was on too long. But yeah. What a day.
And very needed at that
very
point
needed.
As well.
And it was lovely.
For everybody.
Yeah, and everybody brought their own cakes. And again, they were in their own
bubbles.
Yeah. And it was all in front of their own houses. And it was just, it had gone from like nothing going on, almost like tumbleweed, me coming back to like, woo, woo, party.
But that is classic Katie. Katie
is the party.
Katie is the party. I am very dull in comparison, especially these days. I can't keep up with Katie and her partying, but, you know, the less said about that, the better.
Not that bad.
I'll fill you in on another podcast episode about that.
Katie and her parties.
Yes.
Yeah, I am always the last one standing.
Oh, she's a party girl, yeah. For sure.
When I'm the boss and I like should be telling them, right, girls, come on, curfew time, let's get to bed.
But, doesn't work very well when you're standing on the bar with a glass of rum and coke in your hand, does it?
Exactly. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going on point Kumana. Just me then. But yeah, so it's usually me that's the last. Come on, girls, just one more. 6 a.m. in the morning, we've got to be up at 7.
Honestly, I remember when I first started with Katie, and we used to do quite a lot of international trips. We went over to Ireland and Guernsey,
Guernsey.
For me, I think I was, you know, being my sort of wildest version of myself. I thought, you know, I can't let the side down. I've got to be fun. You know, I've got to be fun, Emily. So I'd be out having a drink and having a good old time. I'd always still be the first one to turn in. And I'd be looking at my watch thinking, well, it's 3 a.m.
On the table.
I've got to go to bed. And, you know, I would have had the wildest night of my life, but I would still be always the first one to go to bed. I just can't keep up.
You're going to bed now. It's 1 a.m. Is that it? Come on, the night's young.
The night is yet young. Yeah,
but I think I've now reached that point as well, because 9 o'clock. I'm ready for bed.
Oh, I'm like that now.
I'm done.
I'm like it now. Definitely tamed.
Alana, I've heard stories about your party. I have heard stories.
Parties in Sweden.
Yes, I think you two are probably, you know, our most, yeah, should I say, hardcore.
I think so. I do. I've enjoyed myself. I think you've got to enjoy yourself, haven't you?
You have.
I think life's about balance. I think you can't take it too far. I've pushed the boundaries a little bit from time to time. But, you know, life's about having fun and having a party and celebrating life. And it's not all work, is it? I mean, my mum always says, all work and no play makes Jack a very dull boy. My mum always says that.
Just like that, a very dull boy.
A very dull boy. And do you know what? I think about that all the time. If ever I'm feeling a bit, not down, but like, you know, a bit fed up, I always hear my mum going, all work and no play makes Jack a very dull boy. I always hear that. And then I think, I need to go out.
Yes.
I need to do something. I need to book a lunch with a friend or, do, you know, dance on some tables.
But basically, what Katie's saying is that she works hard. But she plays hard.
Work hard, play hard, folks. Has anybody ever met King Charles? Prince Charles? I still call him Prince Charles. I can't help it.
Not King Charles, no.
You've not met?
No.
I keep saying Prince Charles.
The DJ Darlings have had a few brushes with royalty.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. We have Prince Michael of Kent.
Aww.
What a lovely guy. I mean, he's like an old sailor.
He is like an old sailor.
He's like Captain Birdseye.
Yes. He's an old-fashioned gent, isn't he? I would just like to say that Prince Michael of Kent is a bit of a fan of the D-Day Darlings.
He is.
We met him originally at a brilliant event. We took part in something called Time Flies at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane, mm-hmm. and it was a celebration of 100 years of the RAF.
Yeah.
And amazing. We met him after that performance, which
we did
was
a proper lineup and met him and curtsied. We were really posh.
We did. Mm-hmm. We were sort of instructed, weren't we? You know, this is what to do, X, Y, Z. So
I did the complete opposite.
Probably. Yeah. You're right, love.
All right, you're right, love. You're right, princy.
In for a kiss and a cuddle, probably. She's like the Jerry Halliwell of the group.
Yes. Such a rebel.
You didn't pinch his bottom, did you?
Might have done. I'm a Union Jack dress on.
No, but definitely a Union Jack flag somewhere.
Definitely. That's what I mean, the dress. It's the size of a flag.
Yes. But after we met him, he then actually came to see our own show that we performed at the Union Chapel.
We became besties with him.
Yeah.
And invited him to the show.
Yes, and he came.
With his lovely wife.
Yeah, they were lovely.
Princess Michael of Kent.
And they really enjoyed the music, didn't they?
Oh my, when I say they enjoyed the music, again, we met them all. We had our juniors on the show as well. So that was amazing to let them meet members of the royal family, which is wonderful. But we stayed on the stage after all the audience had gone out and then Prince Michael came and met us all again. And he was absolutely raving about the show. He said how much he'd been to many concerts at the Union Chapel, that beautiful venue, and he'd said that he enjoyed it the most, the best show he's ever seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, genuinely mean it. I mean, I suppose he can appreciate the era. You know, it's all about honouring service and that time.
Yeah, the music will chime with him. He's the right generation. I'm sure it would have brought back a lot of memories for him.
I remember him saying how much he appreciated how we brought it up to the into today's generation as well, and how important he thinks that is. So to get that stamp of approval from someone, well, from the royal family, but also from someone that served, that meant everything to us. And, you know, we so chuffed.
Lovely, yeah.
And Princess Michael was talking to you about childbirth.
Yes.
And saying, oh, it's fine. You won't feel it.
That's
she was
right.
like...
Casual.
She was.
That was because I was.
Sorry, Emily was sitting there.
Yeah, you were really.
She was a week to go.
I was a week
you?
To go.
A week
I was
to go.
Really, yeah, really heavily pregnant actually when we did that show at the Union Chapel.
And Princess Michael of Kent was saying to her like, "Oh, it's a doddle.
Don't have any pain relief. You want to enjoy every moment of the experience.
Everybody can go through it. You'll be absolutely fine. You'll love it.
Really embrace that.
Emily was very right.
Yeah, like very sort of, I suppose, Earth Mum. You know, really enjoy that. Enjoy.
Yes,
enjoy the pain.
She was. Emily was just sitting there like, it's easy for you to say. You're not a week to go, love. Oh, honestly. I remember
funny
looking
moment.
At Emily going, and I was like trying to support Emily. I was like rubbing her back going, exactly. You're going to be fine. You're going to love it. You're really going to enjoy this. I don't think she was that convinced.
No.
Did you enjoy it?
I probably wouldn't use that word.
Other words.
Yeah, there are other words. none of which are appropriate for the podcast.
Absolutely. yeah. Didn't you do an event in Derby, Alana?
We did.
You met Princess
Anne.
Yes.
Yeah, she was an absolute delight, I have to say. Right. And she was head to toe in this sort of deep turquoise blue, I would say aqua sort of colour.
Mm-hmm.
Head to toe. Absolutely immaculate.
Perfection.
I mean, such a striking colour.
Mm-hmm.
So just stand out, wow. And yeah, she watched us perform and she really made an effort to come and speak to us afterwards. She said how much she enjoyed it. She said she thanked us for performing. You know, she asked us what we'd been doing and what our plans were. She was just so lovely.
And
she
was saying,
so
"Oh,
time.
You need to get on that event, and you need to give
yeah,
them a ring." She
yeah,
was like a booking agent for the D-Day.
She was.
Things.
She was really.
I'll just take a clean 15% yeah. for that booking.
Yeah, she was great. She was marvellous.
Yeah, I think I remember you coming home. I remember seeing the pictures. She did really appreciate it.
Yeah, she did.
I think that's the thing. Members of the royal family that we have met have really appreciated what we do. And I think it can really resonate with the history of the royal family as well, you know. And you know, and when we met Camilla as well.
Oh,
you know,
yes, the Queen Consort.
The Queen Consort, no.
Camilla Parker Bowles, yes. That was at Silverline, the charity event that we did in London for Esther Anson.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
It was a really good day, actually. I remember that very well. It was moving.
Yeah.
They do some brilliant work, Silverline.
Yeah, the older generation.
Yeah,
you know,
sort of tackling loneliness.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah, really wonderful. But we did meet Camilla and she was very lovely and affable. And actually, she commented, you know, on how smart we looked and our hair, which we get quite a lot
yeah.
when we meet people. They'll always, do you do your own hair? I have that question a lot, actually. And, you know, how do you manage that then?
Oh, it must take you ages.
Yeah. We say yes, and then we reveal the team of hair and makeup artists behind us. Yes, we do. Get down. But I think I remember having a conversation about McDonald's with her.
Oh?
I think I said something about McDonald's, typical me. I think she says, some food was mentioned of something, and I went, oh, it's all right. We'll be in McDonald's on the way home. A bit like that. She was like, ho, ho, ho. I was like, oh.
Classic Katie.
It's all about looking out for the golden arches. Always, always, always. But yeah, that was lovely to meet her as well.
I have to say, I was actually bursting a bit when we went to the Festival of Remembrance, because obviously the royal family were there, but the Queen was there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know...
On the balcony.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't actually meet them on that night, but we had been invited to go along as guests.
With the British Legion.
With the Royal British Legion, which, again, massive honour, massive privilege to be there. What an amazing night it was. But actually to see the Royal Family and to see them all there in the box, including the Queen, was really special.
I remember we were in the Albert Hall and looking up at the balcony, and just very weird... They were there on the balcony, and they're all there, all of them. Meghan and Harry were there as well. Everybody was there. And just seeing them move and talk to each other and look through, it just sounds like, oh, they're real people. and having a bit of a giggle and, you know, Wills would whisper something to Kate. Kate would giggle. It looked absolutely amazing. I mean, they all looked absolutely amazing. You know, the Queen was sitting there looking through the programme and then enjoying the show. And then everybody stood up for the Queen.
Yes, and, oh, I do remember at points. Through the evening, actually looking at Katie, and she wasn't watching the show.
Nope.
She was watching the Royal Box. Yeah.
Just their reactions. Yeah. Just them being normal people, enjoying a performance. I'm fascinated by that. With the people that you've seen.
People who are revered,
whether you aspire to them or not, they are figures. And to see them just being
normal.
Normal and having a joke and a laugh and then having a scratch and then...
And going, I'm busting for a wee.
And just like, and watching their reactions with each other. I found that more fascinating. And that was absolutely amazing. Really good moment.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
I think talking about royalty, you know, I guess she's not royalty, but to us she was Dame Vera, you know.
Yeah.
She's another... She fits within that category to us, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
She's that old school, strong force with great morals, you know.
She's part of
that. She had great morals, Dame Vera.
Well, she's part of that positivity generation. And I suppose there's a bit of crossover with the Queen and with Dame Vera Lynn because she performed for her, didn't she?
Yeah, they were close.
I was just thinking that.
They were close. Dame Vera was the Queen's favourite singer, you know, period. And Dame Vera sang at the Queen's 16th birthday party, which we all know about that. It's a moment of history. And I remember being at Dame Vera Lynn's good friend and PA, and she still works for Dame Vera now, Susan Fleet. Absolutely incredible lady. And I've become very close to her over the years since I've been connected with Dame Vera and her family and the charity. And I remember being in Dame Vera's house. Not in Dame Vera's house, in Susan Fleet's house, where Dame Vera used to spend a lot of time. You can feel Dame Vera there. And I remember Susan showing me the actual physical invitation from the Queen, from the Queen's people, to invitation for Dame Vera to appear.
Well, she was a princess at that point.
She was princess, she was Princess Elizabeth. For her to appear and perform at her 16th birthday party. And I've seen that, and it's fascinating. I love that connection, and... This job does connect you with the royal family, you know, in some ways. And I'm looking forward to celebrating with everyone.
Yeah,
with the country,
I am too. You know, I have to say,
in any way that anybody wants to. Yeah.
When we were going through our Britain's Got Talent experience, of course, if you win Britain's Got Talent, you get to appear on the Royal Variety performance.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't tell you how many people said to us, oh, you should win that. The Queen would really enjoy watching you.
The Queen would love you.
The Queen would love you.
Yeah.
The Queen would actually enjoy your act.
Yeah.
And I like to think that she would have done, actually. Yeah. I do. I like to think that.
Well, judging from what the rest of the royal family think, I think she definitely would. Really excited about the King's coronation. And obviously we're going off on our King's coronation tour.
Yeah. We are. We're visiting so many theatres over May and June.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited.
So many.
It almost seems that there's more theatres than days.
Yeah, I know.
It does feel like that.
You look at the list and think, that won't fit into 2 months.
I think it's not even 2 months. Oh, no, it's like six right. weeks. But this is the thing. It's like we wanted to do something really special just to market for ourselves, for everyone to enjoy. Like I said, if people want to come out and celebrate with us, amazing. Mm. And it's a very different style show, you know. It's still D-Day Darlings. All the music that you want to hear is in the show. You know, it's all of those White Cliffs of Dover, bless them all. But we're celebrating, and it's more about celebratory than remembrance maybe on this one, although our whole act is about remembrance and remembering the lovely Queen and remembering all those that served. And that is what we're about. And we'll never forget that connection. But we want to let our hair down a little bit and have a party and let people come along and really feel good and lift everyone's spirits.
That's it. Yeah. So we've got a bit of a street party going on, haven't we?
Woo! Live on stage. Yes. Street party. Trestles and flags galore.
Trestle table. Yes. And flags. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. Flags. But yes, it's going to be great. With some, you know, new numbers in there as well. Yeah. When I say new, not brand new.
Not doing Dua Lipa.
No. Yeah. New to the D-Day Darlings show. Yeah. Obviously, classic numbers from a bygone era, but new to the D-Day Darlings show. So it's going to be great. We're going to have a really big royal celebration.
Yeah, we are. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting new people in different regions.
Definitely. I mean, I'm really excited because we've managed to get 2 dates in Scotland as well.
Woohoo!
So that'll be great.
Oh, hi, da-doo. Is that the right... Yeah.
So we really are sort of touring all over, and it's going to be really great. We're going to be completely exhausted, but you know, that's all part of the fun.
Exactly. We're used to being exhausted. Right. And we've got our new single.
Yay!
I vow to thee, my country. Oh, anyone going to join it?
Just me? You'll just keep on going.
Yeah. All lovely things. Oh my god, did I love recording that in London?
Yeah, it was great. And such a beautiful arrangement as well. I love the harmonies in it. Yeah. And it's a real sort of anthemic rendition of the song. I think it has
a real build.
Yeah, I think people can really enjoy it, sort of with the coronation in mind.
Yeah, and also adding the choir on as well, our new voices choir. I mean, to add that on as well, again, bringing communities together and adding them onto this, I think it just shows us uniting and as a country in celebrating however we want to, you know, just a lovely time. And for us to record that single all together was just an amazing moment, wasn't it? And nice to be working on some new original material again and being back in the studio.
We love being in the studio, actually. Yeah. It's something really... I never take it for granted. It's a real privilege to get to do that. I think we
with
all
amazing
really
producers
enjoy
and musicians and orchestra. And it's just absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we are actually working on a new album very soon.
Exclusive!
Which is really exciting. Our brand new album to commemorate D-Day 80, which is in 2024 in June. A very, very special time to be able for us to commemorate and pay homage to those amazing veterans and that time, D-Day, 80 years on, with very few veterans left. Will, you know, that's going to be a wonderful moment and a very heart-wrenching moment, I think, for many as well, because we are saying goodbye to the last of the greatest generation. And I think that's why it's really important to us that we need to do that at that time. So it's nice that we can celebrate this year all together with this lovely music, which is going to lead us into next year, which is a slightly different tempo and a different feel. And we want to do something really special and mark this time so that we don't forget and we can pass that experiences on to our children. And, you know, we can, there's a story there to be told. Why did we do this? What's it about? And it's the same with the album. Why did we record this album? Why did we want to do it? And who's it for? Who's it dedicated to? And it all keeps conversation flowing, which is what the D-Day Darlings is about. It's about doing things. That's sparking off conversations and that's going to keep things, going to keep these moments in people's minds for generations to come. We want to keep it as fresh in people's minds as possible. And we just really hope that everyone enjoys our King's coronation celebration and all the moments that we're trying to create with the King's tour and the single. We hope that it unites everybody and everyone can celebrate in their own way, however they choose to or can. And we're looking forward to...
We're really looking forward to getting out on the road.
Seeing everybody.
And seeing everybody. And just, it's going to be lovely.
It will.
And yeah, so we'll probably see a lot of you over the coming months.
We definitely will. And we're going to be back with you for more episodes of our podcast. We've got some exciting plans for future episodes, which we will tell you about in the next few weeks. And again, we're going to be bringing in some other members of the Darlings. You're going to get to know a lot about them and all of their amazing stories as well, and anything that they would like to share with you. And we will be updating you about the tour and how that's going. We'll be sharing moments of the King's coronation with you all. And then obviously through the rest of the year, lots of exciting times ahead, and we'll be obviously sharing moments about our new album as well. So we've got lots to come with the D-Day Darlings. Thank you for your loyalty. Thank you for always believing us and staying true. And we just can't wait to see you all soon.
Yeah, we are so grateful for all of your support. So thank you. Yeah. It means a lot.
Lots of love, everybody.
See you there.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.